In Philadelphia, 30 parks and rec centers are outfitted with a device called the mosquito, but it has nothing to do with bugs. At nighttime, the machine emits an unpleasant high-frequency noise that only teenagers can hear. It's meant to keep them away after dark. There's new backlash from Philadelphia residents and city legislators who say the device discriminates against young people. Michaela Winberg of WHYY's Billy Penn has the story.
It's Friday afternoon at East Poplar Playground in Philadelphia. Children are sprinting across the asphalt for energized games of hopscotch and basketball, and finding relief from the 90-degree heat in the spray ground. But when the sun sets, this park will get less friendly for Philly kids. At 10 p.m., a device called the Mosquito will be activated. It'll play a high-pitched ringing noise meant to keep young people away overnight to prevent vandalism and loitering. Here's what it sounds like. Did you catch that? If you didn't, don't sweat it. The mosquito is only designed to be heard by people who are between 13 and 25 years old. Our 17-year-old intern, Lamar Reed, said he can hear it loud and clear.
Okay, wow, they must really hate teenagers because it's so loud. Like, what if it damages our ears or anything, like something like that?
Reed's not alone in his discomfort. 27-year-old Mary Kate Reeks said the mosquito installed at her local rec center gives her headaches when she walks around her Fishtown neighborhood.
It almost is more like a feeling than a sound. It like kind of is in the back of your head, and it at least for me, I get a headache if I'm near it for too long. So I usually skip around this block or like walk very quickly down it.
The city has been installing these devices since 2014, but now they're causing an uproar. On the front lines is at-large councilmember Helen Gim, who refers to them as sonic weapons.
In a city that is trying to address gun violence and safe spaces for young people, how dare we come up with ideas that are funded by taxpayer dollars that turn young people away from the very places that were created for them, which are their parks and recreation centers?
The first-term legislator said she had no idea the devices even existed until she saw news reports about them a few weeks ago. Gim believes they discriminate against young people, and she's worried they might have permanent consequences on children's hearing or local wildlife. So she's waging a war against them.
I don't think that this project is going to go any farther until it meets with the full scrutiny of the public and that we have some serious attention paid to whether this is the best use of our money.
Each of Philadelphia's 30 devices cost around $5,000 to buy and install. And there's precedent for banning these things. Cities all over the world have already rejected them. Washington, D.C. removed its mosquito after receiving discrimination complaints in 2010 from the National Youth Rights Association. Philadelphia's Parks and Recreation Department defends the devices, saying they're just one part of an overall anti-vandalism strategy, which includes fences and gates, security cameras, and night watch staff. For now, Philadelphia is charging forward. Despite the backlash, a new mosquito device is currently being installed at a park in Northeast Philly as part of a major renovation project. Michaela Winberg, WHYY News.